Well, you know what that sound means? Either you've stumbled onto an old rerun of Scooby-Doo, or perhaps the intro to another high-intensity TED Talk on the science of drying your hands with just one paper towel. Well, it could be any of those, but lucky for you, you're on the guest list. I'm Chris Shoup, here with my regular cast of characters, Amber Henderson, of course, Gabe Vodica, and back for a second show in a row, Molly Williams.
Wow. You say that like I was gone forever.
So glad we could like fit forever into her busy Aww. Peabody schedule. Calming down just a bit, I assume, since the award show is in the rear view. Is that right?
It is, yeah. It was in May, thankfully.
Okay.
So then we got 10 more months till the next one.
And so what happens over there now? You just sit around and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing much going on, huh?
No, that's not true, actually. We're already planning for next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sleep.
You're like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So now, I guess preparing would include my invitation to sit on the panel and attend the big show in New York, right? That's all part of the deal that's going on, right?
Crickets.
No?
Let's save these negotiations for off camera.
Is that what we should do? Off camera.
Off mic, I mean. What are we on?
We got a new video episode of The Guest List streaming right now on Facebook Live.
That'd be cool. We should do that.
You
we
think
should
so?
Do that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should all wear our t-shirts, which I will continue to mention until the four of us are in one place all wearing them.
I still do have my t-shirt.
Me too.
I do.
As I mentioned last time, I wear it as a pajama top many nights. I
think pajama?
Amber said she lost her t-shirt, though.
I misplaced the t-shirt, okay?
Uh-oh.
I just don't know where it is. It's like in my house, but
mm-hmm.
I love it. It's my favorite t-shirt.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. I'm not feeling that. Are you feeling it, Molly?
Shooting her daggers right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
My eyes.
I'm not feeling the warmth.
Any idea how much time I spent hand painting those t-shirts?
Well, from the looks of them, I would say at least 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes. All right. Well, let's move along to something a little more interesting, like our special guest. We have a special guest. Can you believe this? Gabe, you wanna do the honors?
Sure. Yeah, our special guest in studio today is none other than the head honcho of the Athens Pop Fest, which is coming up this month, Mr. Mike Turner. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Mike is here. All right. Let's jump right into a little bit of Pop Fest with the first group that's on our schedule here, the Apples in Stereo, playing the Georgia Theater on Thursday, August 10th, and it's a late night show. Is that right?
The show goes all night long, starting at 7:30.
So it's just going to go on all night. It's just going to be an
all
night deal.
All week,
at least till 2.
At least till 2, right? Well, this might be a good time to just even talk about what Pop Fest is all about. A lot of our listeners may not be familiar with this particular festival. I know I'm a little in the dark on it. So, Mike, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what Pop Fest is, where it came from, and all that good stuff.
Well, okay. It's a 4-day music festival taking place August 9th through 12th. It takes place at Little King's, World Famous, 40 Watt, and Georgia Theater. None of the shows overlap, so people can kind of go see all the bands if they have that kind of stamina, considering it runs from 2 in the afternoon until 2 in the morning. Festival started out 2004 as a way to kind of celebrate moving here. I run a record label. And a lot of the bands on my label lived in Athens. And for about 5 years, I kept trying to move to Athens. But I had this job that just kind of kept paying me to stay where I was in Florida.
Hate that.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out. But, you know, I ended up finally moving here and throwing the first one and learning everything not to do mm-hmm. in a single festival. So then each year, it just kind of was like figuring out all the stuff I should be doing. So, yeah, it's kind of smooth now, though.
We've had some conversations in the past about festivals, and of course they have had their, well, I don't know, maybe you can tell us more. Have they had their day? Certainly you hope that's not the case, as you're doing this one and wanting it to be a success, but it sort of seems like it ebbs and flows a little bit when it comes to festivals. What do you think's the key to making a festival great, and what about the current situation with festivals? Are they sort of an overdone thing, or do you argue that?
Not in general. I think a lot of festivals are kind of overdone. I mean, if you look at a bunch of the major ones, it's the same bands playing every single festival. So kind of what I do is I try not to book bands you see playing every other festival. So it's like, oh, well, hey, I should go see that because this band hasn't actually played in a long time. Like one of my headliners, Apples and Stereos, is their first show since 2011. So they haven't played a show since then. So, and they kind of weren't looking to play any shows. I just kept bugging them enough. So yeah, it kind of worked out. So there's like some stuff like that where a lot of times the way I book stuff isn't really, I guess, what like a lot of major festivals would be considering doing because it's a little more risky. But I think I know my audience well enough in booking it that I can take those risks, and people are open to like, oh, I'll come for this headliner, but they'll be open enough to watch some of the up and coming bands that wouldn't normally get booked on major festivals. But there's a lot of bands that end up breaking out after playing, or within the next year, people know them because I was like, oh, wow, but I just booked them before people knew them.
Cool.
That kind of thing.
Well, speaking of bands that maybe are breaking out, you say they haven't played since 2011. Tell us a little bit about the Apples in Stereo. What's this sound like we're about to hear?
Well, I mean, they started out kind of like a Beach Boys meets Kinks band. They're one of the founding bands of the Elephant Six Collective, which has ties to Athens with like Olivia Tremor Control and Neutral Milk Hotel. And the Apples were the other main band that started that whole collective. By this point in their career, I guess the song's Energy, and it's definitely more of an ELO vibe. Robert got cool. Really into Jeff Lynne production, it seems. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, that's a good segue to go right into it. Let's give a listen. This is Energy from the album New Magnetic Wonder. This is the Apples in Stereo on the guest list.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Energy from the album New Magnetic Wonder, and that was the Apples in Stereo, scheduled to play the Georgia Theater on Thursday, August 10th. And can I just say, isn't that just a refreshing sound? Like, I guess I'm just a sucker for pop music.
You're just a pop purist.
I am. That was just great, wasn't it?
Yeah. Great melodies.
Yeah.
A little bit of a psychedelic edge, but not too much.
Yeah, I mean, it just gets in your head.
Beatles vibes.
Yeah. It just gets in your head, but it's not a bad earworm. It's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the era of the Powerpuff Girls. I don't know about you guys. The episode where their song is Signal in the Sky, mm-hmm. correct? Yeah. And the episode was called Super Friends, which is strictly based on that song, which is awesome. But they've had a lot of success on television and film, and like American Idol sang one of their songs.
Yeah, they did the American Idol thing with this song, right? With Energy.
Yeah.
There was
Yo Gabba Gabba, wow. Things like that.
Steeped in popular culture in very weird ways.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. All right, let's move on. We've got R Ring playing Friday, August 11th at Georgia Theater. Tell me a little bit about R Ring.
Well, R Ring is actually kind of a new band that features Kelly Deal from The Breeders and Mike Montgomery from the band Ampline. This is their first album. They just came out in June, but I've been trying to book them in Athens forever. So it's like it kind of just worked out of sending an email at like remembering like, oh, yeah, I didn't send an email to R Ring and sending them an email at like 3 a.m. and then waking up to be like, yeah, we'll play. It's like, oh, okay. You know,
this is one of those good examples of kind of what you're talking about, how PopFest is a little different from most other festivals in terms of who you book. And these guys are maybe a little bit more under the radar.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be in about a year from now. It won't be. But like right now, I mean, their record just came out. But I've been kind of following the band since about 2013 when they started. But they didn't really do a lot of touring in this last year. They're like, oh, yeah, we're touring now. So. And just kind of forgot to ask, and then last minute asked, and they were like, yeah, we'll do it. So, yeah.
There you go. There's your behind the scenes
yeah.
look.
Yeah, it's not that, it's really, festival. It's really
that's
not
how it works.
That,
just remember to ask.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. You know, most people are like, how do you book bands? It's like, you email people. or you call someone.
Yeah.
It's like, they can only say no.
Brilliant.
You know.
I love it.
So, yeah.
So where is this band originally from? Where are they hailing from these days?
It's either like Dayton or Akron, Ohio.
Wow. Yeah, so they are
America.
So yeah. They are coming from a ways to do this.
Yeah, Rust Belt.
Nice.
Trump country.
So does the name Athens, Georgia still draw that same sort of wow factor when you do go out and ask bands to come in?
I think a lot of bands have had, like, if it's older acts, they've had good times here before. And I think with a lot of newer bands, they're still, you know, kind of the history. So, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Like, I never really ask.
Right.
But I know going overseas and doing tours with bands and stuff, everyone's really interested in talking about Athens. But I've never really asked bands from the States, though.
Cool. Well, let's give a listen to something from R Ring. This is Cutter on the guest list.
Cut it out. Yeah.
All right, so that was Cutter from R Ring, who'll be at the Georgia Theater Friday, August 11th. And I like that sound as well. That was good. Good stuff.
Yeah. Kelly Deal sounding great, as always.
It's always good to hear Kelly Deal.
All right, so moving on to Eureka, California. They'll also play Friday, August 11th at the Georgia Theater. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on with Eureka, California these days.
They put out a new 7-inch earlier this year. They recorded with Dave Barbie. They had this idea of recording a single in 3 hours, having me do artwork within 3 hours, and then selling it for $3. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's kind of all threes. They did that, but I guess they're writing a new album now and then going to go record it in England this November. So, yeah.
They're always operating at a breakneck speed, it seems, in their music and in their production schedule.
They could work faster.
Stand corrected.
Yeah, they could
the
be
label head
faster.
Says no.
No, they could be going faster.
I need more.
But no, they're doing fine.
I've known Marie since I was like a kid, and she has just progressed so much over the past like 10 years. It just seems to me that she just keeps getting better, like as a drummer, and I've always like admired her for that, because you don't really see a lot of women drummers. Like I don't. I love them. And
yeah,
they just keep getting better.
I can't
think
of many other women drummers in town, for sure. But she's great. They're a great live band, if you haven't seen Eureka, California before. And they're going on Friday night, the 11th, at the Georgia Theater, right before Superchunk, mm-hmm. right? So that'll be a cool lead-in for the headliner. Definitely will be a fun night.
Yeah, this sounds like a good show right here. Let's give a listen. This is Sign My Name with an X from the album Versus. Here's Eureka, California on the guest list. Right, so that was Sign My Name with an X from Eureka, California, playing the Georgia Theater Friday, August 11th, along with R Ring and Superchunk. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the guest list here on WUGA's 91.7 and 94.5 FM. I'm Chris Shoup. I'm here with my regular brain trust and also special guest, Mike Turner of PopFest. And we are about to get to the headliner of that show, Superchunk. Tell me a little bit about Superchunk.
Superchunk have been around, I guess, almost 30 years now.
Jeez.
Almost 30
late
years.
80s, they
ended up being the band that founded Merge Records, which is known for putting out Neutral Milk Hotel, Arcade Fire, Spoon. I mean, pretty much a lot of huge names in indie rock, at least. And I've been trying to book Superchunk for a decade, so... I just kind of keep bugging them each year,
There's a theme to this finally, year's
podcast. Yeah. This is kind of the thing. So, it's, and then finally you're like, oh, okay, we'll do it. quit emailing.
This guy, he won't stop.
Yeah. So I just wear him down. Yeah. This is the first year they could. Well, actually, a lot of times they couldn't do it because the festival fell during one of the members' family vacation time every year. Like, this is the time they set. And then I think I asked way early enough to where I could get in before that was set, maybe.
Wow. It's these kind of details you get only on the guest list, right?
Yeah. And Superchunk hasn't played in town for. They were at the 40 Watt, I remember, several years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a few years ago, I guess.
So it'll be a treat to have them back.
Well, let's give a listen. This is Skip Steps 1 and 3 from Superchunk on the guest list. All right, so that was Skip Steps 1 and 3 from Superchunk. We'll be playing the Georgia Theater on Friday, August the 11th, along with Eureka, California, and R Ring. And what a show that'll be as part of Pop Fest. All right, well, we're moving on now to a band that we've talked about recently, Tuna Bunny, playing Georgia Theater on the next day, Saturday, August 12th. Tell me a little bit more about Tuna Bunny.
Yeah, we talked about Tuna Bunny last month, I guess, on the show for their album release party that happened.
Which was a ton of fun, by the way.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we're gonna hear another track from their new record, which again has one of my favorite album titles of at least of the year, PCP Presents Alice in Wonderland Jr. And it's a sprawling double album that Mike put out on his label.
I thought they were joking.
Never underestimate the Tuna Bunny.
It was actually the idea of a double album was a joke to begin with. where we did a 7-inch with a band they were touring with in England, where in the liner notes they're like, it had like a timeline of the next few records, and then it was like, and this one's a double. And then they did it, so I guess it wasn't too much of a joke, but I thought they were actually joking when they said they were going to do a double record, but prove me wrong.
Yeah.
What's the story about the Beatles' response?
Oh, because as a double album, they thought it'd be kind of funny to say it was a track-by-track thing that is the White Album, but it's really not.
It's not,
but it's just kind of a
bummer.
But there is a song where...
We did a whole hour on it, Mike, so I don't know what we're
going
to do.
We were going into each song and analyzing.
Man, we really went deep into all the in the weeds on that.
They asked me how. I was like, I don't really know. Well, I just read about it.
If you saw it, it's there. So.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Sure. You got to make your dreams come true and create your own reality. So
you have to take PCP, basically.
Oh, no, stop.
Well, that album title is actually a kid's play that they saw on a billboard.
All right, the marquee is on the
marquee
the
is on the
cover.
Yeah, that it's actually a real thing. They were driving through North Carolina and someone had said like PCP presents Alice in Wonderland Jr.
So it could be Putnam County Public Schools presents or something. Yeah,
it was really weird. But
wow,
because they told me the title, I was like,
that's great.
Really? All right. I guess so.
I love everything about it. So, yeah, last time we featured a track called Incinerate, which was...
The pop song.
The pop single from the record, and now we're going to hear something a little bit different.
Yeah, this is Pretending to Bend from the same album. This is Tuna Bunny on the guest list.
Winds tore a sign board from a bit.
right, so that was Pretending to Bend from the album PCP Presents Alice in Wonderland Jr. from Tuna Bunny. They'll be playing the Georgia Theater on Saturday, August 12th as part of Pop Fest. And speaking of Pop Fest, if you're just joining us, we're here with Mike Turner of Pop Fest, and he is just taking us through an impressive list of live acts coming to Athens as part of Pop Fest. So, Mike, next up is ESG. Tell me a little bit about ESG.
ESG is the most sampled band in all of hip-hop. It's a family band based out of New York that started around 1979, playing, I guess at that time, they would kind of be lumped in with the post-punk scene. But as hip-hop was coming up, people would take their records and just pull from it and kind of create full raps over their music because they had, like, really long instrumental parts and a lot of just instrumental songs. And at this point, I mean, they just kind of never stop. They just keep writing new music, and I don't know. It's pretty exciting. Like, I've been a fan of this band for 20 years, I guess. So, again, it's like one of those things where I wanted to book them ages ago, but kind of just got around to it.
A lot of their stuff, their early stuff, was kind of akin, you mentioned the post-punk connection, but kind of akin to some of, like, Pylon's instrumentals.
Yeah, I mean,
for a local reference.
Yeah, they were actually on Factory Records, which did, like, Joy Division and New Order, and Martin Hannett, who produced the Joy Division and New Order stuff, actually did ESG's early stuff. So, I mean, they're definitely connected to that, but I think they're kind of more known in hip-hop.
And a little more of like a funk edge to their music than a lot of post-punk groups.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. Let's give a listen to something. This is Moody from ESG. They'll be playing the Georgia Theater Saturday, August 12th, along with Tuna Bunny, and they're on the guest list. All right, so that was Moody from ESG playing the Georgia Theater on Saturday, August 12th as part of Pop Fest. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Mike Turner of PopFest about what just sounds to me like a great slate of acts coming to Athens. And Mike, we really appreciate you coming in to chat with us. We're going to move on now to the Record Company playing Georgia Theater on August 26th, so sort of fast forward your calendar there. Tell me a little bit about the Record Company.
I wrote notes this time. You guys are going to be so proud of me, so don't trip over my words like, you know, typical me. Also, Molly and I are sharing a mic, and I'm kind of coming in close right now. So the Record Company is a trio from Los Angeles, and they were actually nominated for a Grammy Award in 2016 for Best Contemporary Blues Album. They've also had a lot of success on AAA radio, which is funny because I actually didn't know that. I like tried to show them to one of my friends. They're like, yeah, they're on the radio all the time. I was like, whoops.
Aren't you on the radio all the time?
She is.
Yes, she is. But not on AAA radio. No. Unfortunately, I wish.
Tell me what AAA means.
Adult Alternative?
Yeah.
What's the third A?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But okay. It's alternative radio, essentially. Gotcha.
For adults.
For adults.
So like sexy radio.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, we're derailing your...
Yeah.
You always do this.
No.
Okay, so
we love you, Amber.
Their influence kind of consists of, like, you know, Iggy and the Stooges. They're really big fans. They always talk about the time I went and saw Iggy and the Stooges. But I saw them at Shaky Knees Music Festival this summer, and they put on a really energetic and riveting performance. Like, I just knew they were going to break something. I was like, do it! Break a guitar! Break it!
Did they do it?
No, they didn't. I was really disappointed. But that's the kind of show they put on. You think they're going to, like, take it there, and they take it to the edge. And they just have a really excellent way of making their music fun without diminishing the sound. And the quality of the music, and they just have that bluesy, like, soulful rock and roll sound that I'm always looking for.
All right, well, let's see if you're right. Let's listen to Baby I'm Broken from the Record Company. They're on the guest list.
Ooh, broken. Been tumbling down, 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 'cause my heart ain't got no.
All right, so that was Baby I'm Broken from The Record Company, who will be playing the Georgia Theater on Friday, August 26th. And yeah, I like that. Little blues harmonica going on there. I like that. And I could feel that sort of stage tension going on that you were talking about.
They play a plethora of instruments.
Yeah.
They just bring them all out. They got lap steels, harmonicas.
Nice.
You name it. It's
And they don't
awesome.
Break any of them.
No, unfortunately not. Damn.
They kind of had a little feel for another guy you kind of like, J.J. Gray, don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, I was going to mention that, but yeah. I didn't want to overdo it with the,
no.
I do have a tie.
Yeah, it really has a similar sound, and I like that. Very
Are
soulful.
You a Black Keys fan, too?
I am indeed. You guessed
indeed.
It.
Indeed. All right, well, let's bring up this next act. How about Steve Earle and the Dukes?
How about Steve Earle?
Man, let's
this
talk
guy.
About an Athens favorite and also somebody that just won't stop.
Yeah, he really won't quit.
No.
I didn't realize, actually, until I started doing a little research, how long he's been working at his craft. He got started in Nashville in the mid-70s, and I don't know how far his recordings go back, but he, especially with this new album called So You Want to Be an Outlaw, he's really returning to his outlaw country roots. And outlaw country got started with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, and in the mid-90s, the Highwaymen, which featured both of those dudes and Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson, recorded a Steve Earle song and started off their final album with The Devil's Right Hand, which he penned. So pretty exciting. And this new album is a mix of like his rompin', stompin', honky-tonk kind of outlaw country and then also some really nice, gentle folk ballads. He's went through a divorce and he's got a son who's autistic, and so he's got a lot on his plate, so mixed bag. But he's also been known to wear many hats over the course of this career. He's been a troubadour, a blues man, a hard rocker, a political activist. He's an actor. Saw him on The Wire.
Yes, yeah. Season 5 of The Wire.
He actually played himself, kind of, a recovering addict.
And why not? Right.
I mean, you don't really have to act.
He did.
No.
He also did the theme song that year, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. I think he did.
It was one of the seasons. He
yeah.
Did the theme.
And then he was also on Tremé, I think, which was another mm-hmm. David Simon show. And he's written plays. He's written novels. So very accomplished. And the song we're going to play is called Looking for a Woman. And he actually is right now.
Yeah.
So any ladies out there
did he tell you to say that? And
yes.
Oh, did he?
Yes,
okay.
We're very close.
I'm sure.
Me and Steve.
All right, then.
But he wrote this song for the TV show Nashville, and it never got aired on the show, so he figured he would use it himself. But I guess he's contributed a couple of songs to that show. T-Bone Burnett calls him up and is like, hey, dude, need a song. And Steve Earle's like, here you go.
How about that?
So, yeah.
Yeah, to give you some perspective on time, I think I first saw Steve Earle in the late 80s, early 90s
mm-hmm.
in support of the Copperhead Road album. I think I saw them in Atlanta at the Cotton Club.
And you were only 10 years old.
No, I was. It was back in the day, but I was kicking it back then, you know. Cotton Club. Is that even still around in Atlanta?
No, but I remember that.
The old Cotton Club. So, and man, he was... He was something else then,
mm-hmm.
and just to see he's still doing it and the way he does it, so it's real. You talk about somebody that's really that stereotype on the road rocker.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man.
Well, and he said too that he wishes he didn't have to tour so much, but it's the only way he makes money now.
Yeah.
So he just keeps, but it's not like. You see him and you think, oh, there's a guy who's out here like shilling because he's got to make some money. You think, oh my God, I hope this guy never stops touring.
Right, right. Well,
so don't buy his records so he has to keep touring.
Oh.
Well, buy some of the records
yeah.
and
just
then see him
records.
On tour. You know, like keep it yeah. balanced.
Well, on that note, let's give a listen to Looking for a Woman. Here's Steve Earle and the Dukes on the guest list.
I can't rest no more.
So that was Looking for a Woman from the album So You Want to Be an Outlaw from Steve Earle and the Duke, scheduled to play the Georgia Theater Tuesday, September 5th. And that is just about going to do it for this August edition of The Guest List, a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia, and made possible through the support of listeners just like you. If you'd like to revisit this or perhaps other local content you heard on WUGA, be sure to check out our webpage. We keep the current episode of The Guest List posted online for the balance of the month, so you can go back and remind yourself who's playing when and where, or maybe you just like the sound of Gabe's voice.
I'll be there.
Either way.
On demand to lull you to sleep.
Either way, it's all right there on our new and improved website. That's WUGA.org. I encourage you to go check it out. And while you're there, please consider dropping us a note about what you think about the show or even suggestions of what you'd like for us to cover next month. And you can do that on the guest list page or just drop me an email at king44@uga.edu. That's king44@uga.edu. We always love hearing from our listeners. In the meantime, for my good friends Gabe Vodica, Molly Williams, and Amber Henderson, and our special guest Mike Turner of PopFest, I'm Chris Shoup. As we sign off, here's one more to help keep you between the ditches, as Steve Earle likes to say. Here's Dead Flowers. Have a great night, everybody.
When you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking with those rich folk that you know, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company, 'cause you know I can never stand be alone. Take me down, I'm Little Susie. Take me down. I love the banker, the queen of the underground. You can send the dead flowers. Take me down, take me down.
I'll think about it, darling. Kelly Looney, Stacey Earl Mims, Ken Moore, Craig Wright, Zip Gibson, Bucky Baxter, the Dukes crew, Energy Orchard, the Energy Orchard crew. Thank y'all. Justice for Nutty and Rick.